Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, Radio.com app. Willie P and Diesel on location from Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville, home of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, who take on the Jacksonville Icemen tonight. We'll be broadcasting the game on our sister station, WORD, 106.3 FM tonight at 7. Puck drop 7:05. Gates open at 6. Very awesome, inexpensive, entertaining type evening for you if you're looking for something to do in downtown Greenville tonight. Tickets just $10 to get inside the door. See some real great hockey, the ECHL affiliate of the Carolina Hurricanes. I know when we're going to get to one of these games together, because, you know, I'll be up in the booth. Yeah. We're going to get to one of these games together. I want to watch you watch a hockey game, because I feel like it's going to be like, you know, kind of like the way that people see things for the first time like that.
Oh, it's certainly not my first hockey game.
It's not, but I know it's going to look like a foreign experience for you.
No, I love being down on the boards. I don't like being way up in the seats. You know, I don't break down hockey in that way. So right. I want to be down there. I want to have a guy's face smushed into the glass right in front of me. That's the kind of hockey I like.
Again, this level of hockey, they play it in Kansas City. So I went to that arena, and very similar to you, wanting to be close to the boards. The only thing that's unfortunate about sitting close to the boards is you have no depth perception of what's going on the ice. But you get to be up and close and personal when somebody ends up, you know, getting slammed to the boards. I got a seat right behind the visiting team. And, of course, at these places, it's very, very inexpensive to imbibe.
Right.
So, of course, me and my buddies, we would imbibe. And of course, talk smack to the opposing team, because that's just what we would do. I know this surprises you not at all.
No, certainly. If you want to come and get your first taste of hockey, get right behind the boards, get right behind penalty boxes and benches, and you're going to hear a few choice words.
I know that I probably go a little crazy about hockey when it comes to the way that I feel about it. But I just want to let you know, like, the fact that there is hockey in this city and people seem to care, and people I want to at least spread that, not like an evangelist. I don't want to be a hockey evangelist. But I do want to at least tell you, if you've never seen it, this is the level to get introduced to it and learn to love it, because all the seats are close. Everything comes basically inside this arena that you're able to really see everything. If you're worried about pucks flying into the stands, they have nets. So if you're behind the nets, they have net or protective netting for you, so that the puck goes in the net and it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. It's real, real great atmosphere, and they keep it fun. They keep it lively.
Yeah, and Greenville has turned out really well for these games in the past. Now, if Greenville can turn out for every single game, I was the first one, not the first one, but I put up a blog not long ago saying that I don't think Greenville is a major sports city.
Right.
And this is an opportunity for Greenville to prove me wrong. If you're going to show up and support these teams, then that makes Greenville more attractive in the future.
It certainly does. And, you know, the fact that this team now has a major affiliation with it, with the Carolina Hurricanes, a secondary affiliation with the Florida Panthers, means that the roster will be filled with guys with sights on the NHL and sights on the next level, which is the AHL. And because of that, that will allow this team to be more competitive, will allow it to be victorious. Again, the goal here is twofold. You obviously want to see the team win, but you also want to see the team develop. And again, I think that's part of the thing that you have to at least keep in mind when you're watching these games. Yes, they want to win, but you're having to deal with a lot more personal aspiration than necessarily the collegial aspiration. But at the same point in time, players are all doing well, and they're all focused on their individual achievements. Usually that leads to success on the ice and success on the scoreboard.
Well, certainly it's much easier to learn a sport and to get addicted to a sport when you're here week in and week out. And that's what's great about, you know, Swamp Rabbit Games. It is very inexpensive to come and bring you and a date, you and your family, and especially you have the opportunity to go out right after. I remember two seasons ago when the Swamp Rabbits were quite good. I really started getting into it and following week in and week out what their scores were. And it's much easier to get into it, especially when you got a winning team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're right. We're going to see the Swamp Rabbits return back to a winning program.
I will say this as a vow. I'm not saying this to provoke Mark Hendricks. I'm not saying this to besmirch the man who usually sits in this seat, Mark Sturgis. But if somehow, some way, I turn from being a part-time Greenville resident to being a full-time Greenville resident, I will have season tickets to this team. I'll give you that. I will promise you that. So they will have one more season ticket holder than they do now. Yours truly.
What's your favorite way to stay warm in a hockey game? Is it to drink beer or to bring a jacket?
Yes. The answer is yes. Well, no. The way to stay warm is you got to wear one of those sweaters. You got to wear one of the hockey sweaters.
And when we talk sweater, it's not a little knit Mr. Rogers cardigan. No. It's a jersey. That's
it's a
what
jersey.
They call them.
They call them the sweaters. We no one. They don't call it a hockey jersey. It is a hockey sweater. That is the verbose the verbiage that they use there. Hockey sweater. No one calls it a jersey. Jerseys are the things that you have on basketball players and football players. We wear sweaters on hockey. 844-GSP, ESPN, the phone number. Of course, we're going to talk a lot of college football. We'll continue to do some of that here. We'll get in some Clemson talk here in just a moment. Hear a little bit from what Abbo Sweeney had to say about this Louisville squad, who honestly is a team that comes into this game, I would say, a lot closer in the minds of many than I think many would have thought coming into this season, especially after the mess that was left behind by Bobby Petrino. Let's go to Delvin, who's in Fountain Inn, and Delvin wants to talk college football on ESPN Upstate. What's up, Delvin?
Hey, guys. I hope y'all are doing yourselves well.
We hope you're coming out here, Delvin. We'd love to have you come out here.
Yeah, I'm going to a high school game. I ain't going to be able to come tonight.
Okay. Which game are you going to? You going to Dorman Burns?
No, I'm going to my alma mater, Hillcrest.
Oh, okay. Tonight. Okay. That's nice. Who's Hillcrest have tonight?
We got Bowling Green tonight.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah. I asked you last week. You kind of laughed at me, but South Carolina won. So what's the key for South Carolina and Clemson to get some victories this weekend at the Nooner?
South Carolina is going to have to deal with the elements better than Florida. I think that's literally. I hate to sound so simplistic, but really we don't know what we're expecting when it comes to the rain this weekend. It'll basically come down to who handles the elements better. That's the uncontrollable element right now in the way things go. But obviously, the one thing I think South Carolina needs to be able to do is establish the run. If they establish the run, they're going to make this very, very hard on Florida. Now, from Clemson's perspective, D's, I think Clemson has to look the part like they were last week and make sure that they have the ability to have the same kind of offensive firepower they had last week and also keep the firepower of Louisville to a minimum.
Well, Clemson's got to play really good defense. Again, we saw Louisville put up 62 points last week against a ranked opponent, against Wake Forest. And so scoring is not Louisville's problem. The question is, can Clemson shut that down? Sir, and I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Well, y'all have a great time at the wheel, and thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, all right, man. Appreciate it. Hopefully again, we get you out to the well here, Delvin. My goal is to get everybody down here at some point because that's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen. Dabo Sweeney earlier this week had this to say about this Louisville outfit. This is a team that doesn't necessarily have the that doesn't necessarily try to sugarcoat things or try to hide. They know exactly what they're good at, and that is committed to the run.
They're incredibly committed to the run. They're not a drop back, throw it around team. They chunk it, but it's all most of it. They want it to come off of play action, and so they have to be able to run the ball. So that's just how they're built. You know, again, pistol downhill, lots of motions, creating tight ends sometimes in the backfield, and he's going to back it, or they're going to run the counter, or they're going to run some type of zone read option, jets. You know, with the option, they got a lot of stuff going on, and then they come with the stretch. And if they get you cut backside, then they've split you in half, Now that guy's got cutback lanes because you've created space. I mean, there's just a lot of challenges, and by nature of what they do, I mean, they're not a option team, but it's option football, and as far as how you have to defend it. And they create some one-on-one type of tackles, but being able to leverage them is going to be huge.
And, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, Diesel. This is something that I think many people believed was going to be a 2 to 3 year project type team for Scott Satterfield. They have to take over. Looking at what they have left, I mean, if you look at the game they have at Miami, even at NC State, Kentucky, Syracuse, there's winnable games on that schedule. This is a team that can go to a bowl in their first year under Satterfield.
Yeah, I could see them winning at least two of those games. You know, if they really show out, if the Wake Forest game was the sign of things to come, I think Louisville could win three more of those games.
This was a team, again, under Bobby Petrino that last year went 2-10. Of course, he was fired midway through the season. 77-16 victory for Clemson at Death Valley last year. This team is not the same team that it was under Petrino, and as a credit to Satterfield per Dabo Swinney.
Coaching matters. And there's no question about that. And, you know, I have no idea. And I know they had a coaching change. I think it was not long after our game, maybe a game or so after our game. But, you know, and it just, you know, they just were a team in disarray last year. And a team that, for whatever reason, just wasn't playing hard. And I'm going to tell you, that's a different deal now, and they got dudes. It's not like they're playing a bunch of freshmen. I mean, they're playing seniors and juniors and some grad guys, and they got several sophomores, but they don't have many freshmen, you know, that are in starting positions for them. So they've come in again. Coaching matters, and this group has come in, and you can tell that these kids believe in what they're trying to do and what they're trying to build, and that they've really connected. With the team.
The one thing from Satterfield's perspective I think that they've done is they have brought about a much different mindset. They've simplified some things. I think there was a lot that he really didn't have, at least from the standpoint of whether or not they have the kind of talent, but they always say it's more about the Jimmys and Joes than it is about the scheme. He has now brought a much different scheme and maximized the talent that is already there. The fact is, Petrino knew how to recruit, probably wasn't the best leader. Satterfield brings that.
Yeah, he like I said before, he has the ability to look at his players and pull the best out of them, especially because he has coached in so many different formations and in so many different offensive structures over the years.
How long do you think he stays there? Do you think he's there for the long haul? Do you think that this is a stepping stone to a bigger job?
Well, if he gets Louisville to a perennial 8-9 win team, I could certainly see him being pulled away by a bigger school. It all just depends on what those schools want. I mean, he is not a flash and flare kind of guy. He is not a highly explosive offense kind of guy. He is a zone read, pick up 5 yards of play, and win that way kind of coach.
Yeah, many thought this was going to be the last place team in the Atlantic. Maybe you're thinking more Boston College now after what happened to Anthony Brown. NC State hasn't had the kind of year that you thought that they would have. Could Louisville be among that group that people are looking at to try and say, okay, is this a team that can maybe in the next 2, 3, 4 years be the team that can actually stand up to Clemson, give them a game on a yearly basis, and be the other contender inside this division?
Well, nobody's been able to step up and do it yet, so certainly the job is wide open.
Certainly so. We're talking, of course, about everything across the board here on ESPN Upstate. Willie P. and Diesel here with you. Of course, we're talking a little bit more about the hockey when we come back. We're going to talk with Beth Paul, the person who runs this building, the one that we're sitting in right now, Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Of course, the primary tenant here, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. They are playing tonight, their home opener against the Jacksonville Icemen. Please come out and join us. Gates open at 6 o'clock, puck drop at 7. It's easy to get in here, just $10 for the admission, and be sure to enjoy some hockey tonight on the ice in the Upstate. We'll come back. Beth will join us and tell us about some of the new additions to the arena and what you might be able to see when you come by this arena. Of course, we're in downtown Greenville. Willie P. and Diesel, it is Straight Up with Surge on a Friday on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Billy P. and Diesel back here with you, Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and we have basically have the opportunity now to talk to the boss, the person who runs the building, Beth Paul, who's the general manager of Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Of course, proud to have her on with us. Thank you so much for having us. The hospitality has been fantastic. Now all we need is a win, right?
That's right. Thank you guys for being here. Thanks for having me on. Looking forward to the puck drop. You know, it drops 7:05, so lots of time to still come down and join us.
What does it mean to have this team as a tenant in this building?
Yeah, you know, I'm asked that question a lot, and it's great. I mean, I think hometown teams in any market help the quality of life. I think they help the economy. They help this building stay busy. And it's 36 states a year that we're really proud to host.
Well, I've been around in this market now for only about a decade. I certainly wasn't here when they originally built this building and they opened it up, but the transformation I've seen in this building just since the time I've been here is incredible, and especially it's been accelerated over the last 3 to 5 years. What do you focus on, like, as far as the little things to make sure the fan experience is exceptional that you implemented yourself?
Yep. Great. So, you know, one component is like areas inside the facility. So we have a terrace, an outdoor patio now that has cocktails and food specials and happy hours. We're in the process of opening the Motor Lounge presented by Harley-Davidson of Greenville, which is going to be really awesome, kind of themed with a, you know, motorcycles in mind. We have the Stella Lounge. So in creating these small spaces that people can go to once they're here is really exciting and something that we're happy to do. We've really focused on the disabilities community too. We have a sensory suite now. We have special programs dedicated to helping individuals with disabilities, which we're also really proud of. So,
Beth Paul, of course, joining us here from Bon Secours Wellness Arena, general manager of this building. And I find this too, we talk about this a lot with baseball, Diesel, and how those venues are so massive, they have to really reorganize the way that people actually consume the sport. They want to be more, it's not necessarily about the seating, it's about, you know, being around each other and having kind of things like lounges in those small spaces, creating those things where people can take in the action that's happening in front of them. I almost look at it as akin to you're paying a cover charge at a bar in a way to be able to turn that into something where you have the collegiality of being with people, but you also have the ability to have live entertainment right in front of you like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a trend in the industry, from arenas and secondary markets to major league ballparks, major league football stadiums. It's about the whole experience. You know, you spend a lot more time in a stadium now than you used to or in an arena. And, yeah, you're right. Sometimes the content is secondary. It's about being communal. It's about being with your friends. It's about just having a good time.
You mentioned some of the new inside spots. What are some of the other new additions for people who haven't been in this building in a while that they might be coming and seeing when they're in the building for the game tonight?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. Well, if you haven't been here in a while, I mean, especially for sports, we have the high-def 360 ribbon board, the scoreboard, brand new sound system. A couple years on the sound system, but you know, really trying to make those upgrades so that we're comparable to a major league market.
What's the upgrade that you sort of geek out about and say, yeah, I had something to do with that? That's really cool.
You know, it's probably the sensory suite. It's small. You know, we try to remove any barrier that might be in place that's preventing an individual from coming. And we realize that adults and children with disabilities were not coming to the arena, so we created a space where they can enjoy sports, live entertainment, just the way anybody else would, and it's one of the first in the country.
We've talked a lot about what the affiliation with the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers has meant to this franchise that is now playing here. How much are you noticing the fact that the interest on this team is rising because of the fact that this is a roster that is now fueled with people who could be on their way to the National Hockey League at any point in time because of the fact that now it seems like this roster will have an opportunity to compete in this league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the affiliation has done has helped this franchise out tremendously, especially with the success of the Canes last season, making it deep into the playoffs. So the timing could not have been better. You know, I think in this situation, patience in not having an affiliate last year, it turned out to be a virtue, and that we waited to have the right one. I think when the team's going to win, people will come. It'll help attendance too.
Yeah, I know that it's something we were talking with Doug and Steve, who were with the club earlier, and the one thing that they seem to really be married to the fact is that this is a process. The one thing is you want to kind of walk before you can – or crawl before you can walk. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
Or walk before you run.
When I say walk before you run. Either way. Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, they wanted to make sure that everything, you know, from an arena standpoint, from an infrastructure standpoint, all that stuff was in place so that when you could get an affiliate like the Carolina Hurricanes put in this building, that – everything was working on all cylinders, and so that you weren't scrambling, say, on a night like tonight where you're going to have a home opener and, of course, a lot of fans in the building.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It is a process, and you have to build – it's building blocks. We've done a lot to the arena over the past years. They're taking steps to make sure their franchise is positioned properly for excellence on the ice and excellence on the fan experience side. And so it seems like all the pieces are coming together really nicely this season.
Well, last year, or maybe it was the year before, when Steve Donner took over the franchise, he seemed to really, you know, pump a lot of energy back into the franchise and into the town. Talk about your relationship with him and sort of things that you guys might have coming on the horizon.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously with having, you know, offices here and playing 36 games here, it's way more than just a tenant-landlord relationship. So I've enjoyed working with Steve over the past 18 months, 24 months. He's brought on some really talented staff as well, and he certainly has a passion for the game. He and Doug both have a real passion for Greenville, have relocated their families here, which I think is a really good sign for the success of hockey.
We certainly also want to highlight one other thing that you guys are doing this year. Of course, we're continuing the weekends at the Well with Furman Basketball. You'll have the Paladins here on the 14th of December taking on Winthrop. We'll also have a women's and men's doubleheader on the 11th with Samford playing the women's team and UNC Greensboro playing the men. Wofford coming here into the building as well between these two on the 22nd of February here at the Well. You know, we talked a lot about Bob Ritchie's team last year and how awesome they were. Really great competitive nature in the SoCon with what he's done and what, of course, Jay McCauley's done at Wofford. Very, very excited to have basketball inside the Well with the Furman Paladins.
Oh, man, it is so exciting. You know, Jason Donnelly's the athletic director at Furman now, and we had a conversation as soon as he got to town about getting Paladin basketball back downtown. You know, it's a rich history. The old auditorium, the first event there was a Furman basketball game against West Virginia. So the building wasn't even finished. And so, you know, it's kind of come full circle. The programs, both men and women, are really strong. I think playing here ideally will help Furman excel their program as well from a recruiting perspective and a fan engagement. This is a great arena for basketball. You know, when we have the SEC Women's Tournament here, it's a great atmosphere. The NCAA tournament in 2017 was phenomenal.
Of course.
And when Clemson University played basketball here in 2016, it's just a great venue for basketball.
Of course, you mentioned the tournament. It'll be back here in Greenville for the regional in March. Mm-hmm. Wondering whether or not we might see Dawn Staley's group in here at some point. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed to try and get a local one of the local teams in here, maybe Clemson. Clemson obviously had a pretty good year under Amanda Butler her first year. But that'll be something, of course, I'm sure you guys are looking forward to. You're probably the ramping up on the preparations for that is probably already underway.
Yeah, but, well, Dawn Staley will definitely be here in March, the early part of March, for the SEC tournament.
True.
You know, we love it when the Gamecocks make the finals there, and that's become a real tradition here in Greenville, and then excited to have the women's regional. You know, who knows who will be here, but there is potential to have some real East Coast women's powerhouses here in March.
What's the upcoming event that you're personally most excited about? I mean, every event's fun, but there's got to be one that's coming up
every
that makes you
fun.
Say, oh, my God.
I'm pretty excited about November the 1st for Chris Stapleton. We've been trying to get Chris here for a long time. And, I mean, I'm a fan of his music, but it's a feather in our cap, too, to be able to have him here. It's just the truest form of entertainment.
Of course, for folks who come out tonight, want to make sure people are aware, if you haven't been to the well in a while, instituting the clear bag policy, and that's just something that's kind of pretty standard now over across across sports. You have it at both Clemson and South Carolina on the football and basketball sides. Just making sure people are aware of that when they come into the building tonight as well.
Yeah, that's right. Safety is, of course, our top priority. So, you know, just bear with us and buy a clear bag. It goes with everything. you know, unfortunately, we will have to ask you to turn around and go back to your car and return it. If you have not, if you're unaware of that policy. So, and then once you're in, you know, again, safety is always our top policy, top priority.
That's Paul, basically the general manager of this building. Fantastic arena as we've come to know it here over the course of time here in Greenville. Looking forward to a great game tonight. You don't have a prediction for the game, do you? You want to win, right?
W, yeah. All day long.
Appreciate the time. Thank you so much for having us. We really enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you.
That's Beth Paul joining us, the GM of Bonsecours Wellness Arena here on ESPN Upstate. We'll come back, talk a little more on the football side. We'll do some Gamecocks. Gamecocks getting ready for Florida as they take on the Gators this weekend. Willie P and Diesel back here with you at the well, getting ready for the Swamp Rabbits home opener on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It is ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com. We are actually getting a look right now at the in-arena giveaway. For those of you who might be coming out here, the fantastic 10th anniversary posters for the Swamp Rabbits, which, of course, will accompany you when you come inside the building tonight for Swamp Rabbits hockey. We are saving one for Patrick Brown, who is running the broadcast for us back in our network studios in Greenville off Woodruff there, and he is basically lamenting the fact that he is going to miss a week of shows because he's going to be on his honeymoon with his lovely brand-new wife at Turks and Caicos. And he said if he gets Wi-Fi in Turks and Caicos on the beach, he's going to listen to the radio program, to which I said, I'd like to hope you think you could probably find other things better to do while you're on your honeymoon.
You can do better than us on your honeymoon.
Well, I mean, first of all, I am. Second of all, that was just when I'm on the beach, you know, when there's nothing fun to do, you know, in public. So
who
I'm
are
going,
the Turks and Caicos? Who cares?
Are you the kind of guy who will watch hockey on the beach?
He said he's bringing his Lions jersey down there.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm going to bring my Lions jersey. I want to show people that they know that I know misery.
I thought you're married. I feel like that's a prerequisite.
Well, My wife is a Bengals fan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
So we're just a losing household.
Well, we already knew she chose wrong once. I didn't realize it was twice. I'm kidding. That was bad.
It's okay.
I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, whenever Patrick has obviously always kind of had the joke, whenever he comes in, you know what hits the fan. The last two or three times he's come in, we've had big breaking news. I think we had the Helinski. Did we have the Helinski broken whatever the heck it was?
No, we had the we had Helinski starting for the next week because Bentley broke his foot.
We had the Helinski starting, and then last time he was in, we had the release of Antonio Brown when you were on vacation.
And Kansas.
And Kansas is NCAA Committee on Infractions ruling.
So today's been a little bit weird because I'm like,
you're waiting for something to happen. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I'm waiting for something big to happen, and nothing has happened yet.
I understand.
And the key word is yet.
Stay tuned. We might do something that that causes something to happen. By the way, this gentleman from the ECHL, I guess I'm guessing he's probably the on-ice official, came and gave me one of the practice pucks, which is really, really much appreciated. I was talking about this with Rex Hudler, who does games for the Kansas City Royals. He does every broadcast with a baseball in his hand. And he and I have that basically that thing in common because as Diesel knows, and you don't see this if you're listening on the radio, but when I'm on the show, I'm usually holding the Marcus Lattimore signed ratty football that we have in our office that is kind of on a pedestal, but in reality, it has been messed around so much that the signature basically is unintelligible at this point.
Well, we just need to go get him to sign it again.
But the fact of the matter is, that's why I don't have any problem handling that football, because it looks like it's been handled by plenty of people in the past.
What would Freud say about you always needing something in your hand?
I don't know. I didn't take psychology or philosophy.
I'll look it up in the break.
Is that what you want to know?
We can't talk about on the air.
Something about my small mind or small anything else? Is that what that is?
Small something.
I understand. That's very funny. You make your mother proud. That's funny. Way to go, Diesel. Potty mouth. It's ESPN Upstate. By the way, not for nothing, folks. The college football slate this weekend really stinks. Like, there's really one what I would call or consider marquee game outside of the ones we consider for the locals. Obviously, Florida, South Carolina is big from the perspective of the locals. Clemson and Louisville, obviously, too, if you have a local interest there. But if you're looking for anything on the casual level after those two teams, after our two local teams kick off at noon, there really isn't much. The CBS game should be a rout LSU in Starkville at Mississippi State. There is a Pac-12 matchup, if that tickles your fancy, in the top 25 of ranked-on-ranked teams, Oregon and Washington. It's at all Washington's Husky Stadium. We mentioned now ranked App State taking on UL Monroe. Diesel, if he wasn't going to that game, would have to watch that game on ESPN+, but instead he's taking the drive up to up to Boone. Tells you what kind of principled gentleman that he is.
Yeah, it's going to be chaos getting in and out of Boone this weekend. They have not only is it leaves changing,
yeah,
and home football, it's also the Woolly Worm Festival.
Leaves changing, is that a big deal?
Oh yeah.
Is that the
It's millions of dollars of tourism in Asheville. And try getting a hotel room anywhere near Asheville during leaf season. Good luck.
Leaf season.
That's what I said.
I understand. I didn't say leaves season.
I heard what you said.
Are you unaware?
I'm
today years old when I know what leaf season means.
You drive around and it appears as if the mountains are afire.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm
serious. It's a tapestry of color.
I'm serious. This is a new thing for me. I've lived in the state of South Carolina for 3 years. I didn't know what leaf season was.
I think you're too dead inside to enjoy leaf season, though.
I am dead inside. You have that correct.
You're a dark individual.
The only really what I would call, again, marquee game on the schedule is Penn State, Michigan in Happy Valley on Saturday Night Football on ABC, 7:30 kick between number 7 Penn State and 16th ranked Michigan. Of course, the South Carolina Gamecocks getting ready for Florida. The big victory last weekend over Georgia. One thing that Will Muschamp has tried to instill inside his group this weekend is not to dwell on the Georgia weekend win and be sure to prepare correctly for this Gator squad that will be at Williams-Brice Stadium at noon on Saturday.
In life, generally, you don't always get what you want, but generally, you get what you deserve. And if you prepare right, and you prepare the right way, and you watch film the right way, and you work out, and you practice the right way, and you have the right kind of preparation and focus leading into game day. And then all of that comes to fruition on game day, and you play well on game day, then you deserve the right, not saying you will, but you deserve the right to have the opportunity to win the game. If you don't prepare the right way and you bask in something that happened in your past and you think about that and not think about the present and now, then you don't deserve that right. So there's a difference between wanting something to happen and deserving it to happen, in my opinion. Every week is a season here. We have certain things that we talk about all the time. You know, Leave No Doubt's been in our locker room from day one. Leave no doubt about your energy, your effort, your toughness, your discipline, your team-first mentality, and the opportunity. You've got to earn it every single day. I mean, we have certain things that we talk about all the time in our organization, and every week's a season for us. We're going to pour our guts into Florida and hopefully create the opportunity to deserve the right, to have the right to win on game day.
He messed up that Rolling Stone lyric there, by the way.
Which one?
You can't always get what you want.
Yes.
But yes. If you try sometimes, you just might find, Will.
What you need.
You get what you need.
Yeah. No, I'm there. He got some flack from Clemson fans this week.
For messing up the lyric?
Well, not for messing up the lyric, but for trying to say things like, well, there was one guy who said something to the he tried to make it biblical. Surprise from Clemson. They tried to say, oh, well, you know, I'm glad, you know, I'm a saved man. You know, I'm glad I don't get what I deserve. And I'm like, dude, he's talking about football, man. Not talking about life or death stuff. What he's saying is that if they prepare right, you deserve the right to determine the outcome of the game. Now, it doesn't always end up in the favor of you when you prepare right. There are times where you prepare right and you still end up on the losing end. But the one thing he can guarantee is if you do not prepare correctly, you're going to get your butt beat.
This is exactly why Dabo says, I don't care what outside people say. You know, with the BT Potter situation, he's like, I don't care what they have to say. It's exactly why he says those things. Because it's a dumb argument of somebody on Twitter just trying to troll.
That was what really ticked me off the other day. On Tuesday when I said y'all were obsessed with each other a little too much. I was just like, come on, guys. He was trying to make a point about preparation for his team, which I think the message that he sent was a very, very, I would say, ample message and a good message. And because of that, I think that he will be saying all week, guys, don't feel yourself. You beat one team. Who cares?
Well, the fun thing about it is, you know, you're not only needling the other coach, because you know the coach is not going to respond.
Right.
You're needling your next-door neighbor.
Yes.
You're needling your brother. You're needling maybe your kids are root for the other team just to spite you.
Yeah.
So that's what makes a rivalry so great. But you're not from here, so you don't get it.
Stop it. You know that just annoys the bejesus out of me when you say stuff like that. That's not nice. Meanwhile, the one thing that people are asking about whether or not this defense will look the way it's looked in the last two games for South Carolina, of course, against Kentucky, it nearly pitched a shutout. Against Georgia, it was also very strong and stout. The fact of the matter is they forced four turnovers, three of them via the interceptions of Mizri Mukwama. But the one thing that I think has really stood out is the fact that this team tackles a heck of a lot better than they did, say, in the opening weeks. Remember the North Carolina game, they couldn't tackle anybody. And that is one thing that Will Muschamp says is a credit to the fact that they have worked on this in practice, although he says it's not as if they've changed the way that they teach the darn thing.
I wish I could tell you it's some fancy drill that we've done that's helped us tackle better, but we work on tackling every single day, every single practice. I think some guys have willed themselves to improve a little bit, to want to stick their face in the fan, so to speak, and like it and wrap up and have the proper technique and kind of buy into that part of it. But, you know, again, I don't know. That's something we work on a lot. We worked on throughout training camp every single day. And I think guys have maybe understanding of angles and scheme and where they are on the ball and those sort of things. We played really good backs in our last, you know, two ball games. So we got to continue to improve. And you're only as good as your last outing, and we'll have another opportunity on Saturday.
Success is a funny thing, Deez, because too much success allows a team to kind of, I would say, be a bit complacent. Now, the one thing that is very, very curious about where South Carolina is that if they can get another win this week, then you start worrying about the rest of the schedule. Because I think then I'd be more worried if this game this week was against an opponent that wasn't sizable. Like if there was a Vanderbilt next on the schedule or a Kentucky next on the schedule after the victory over Georgia. I don't think that the complacency of a victory over Georgia would weigh in with Florida being your next opponent?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Maturity. Does this team have the maturity to handle all of the hype surrounding potentially knocking off a Georgia and a Florida back-to-back? Will it affect them or will it propel them going forward?
844-GSP-ESPN is how you get in touch with us. Text line is open at 71307. That, of course, is the text line, and put ESPN in the bottom of your text. Be a part of the program that way. We see the line forming outside Bon Secours Wellness Arena, getting you ready for the doors to open for the home opener for the Swamp Rabbits, getting ready to take on Jacksonville. Non-sports story of the day that will make you smile and smirk coming your way next. The besmirching of Old Glory. God forbid. We besmirch Old Glory. We'll explain on this story that, I'll just tell you right now, it's from Florida, and let's just say it involves a Florida man who did something rather nefarious to our great flag. Next on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I already ruined the surprise for Diesel. I wasn't going to make you guess this because this is an obvious guess because it involves the water. It's a Florida or Ohio situation. It is obviously a Florida story with regards to our non-sports story to make you smile and smirk. We like to do this, again, in the middle part of the show just to kind of break up the monotony of the deportes because we like to try and at least make you put a little smile on your face. So a Florida man is accused of taking an American flag off a gentleman's yacht whilst naked. This happened in Delray Beach, Florida. Captain Joe Reardon, who's the owner of Delray Yacht Cruises, said the suspect is certainly not shy. Not only was he in the nude, but he also put on a little show for the security camera, surveillance camera that was on the yacht.
So when he shimmied down the flagpole, did he do a little spin?
I'm guessing. He goes up to the upper deck, looks like he's motioning to someone else behind us on the dock, and he jumps in with the flag. He got an eyeful after the crew member first noticed Friday morning that the American flag and the wooden pole that was on was missing. They checked the security camera and pictures of the naked man running through the Lady Atlantic and Lady Delray all over social media. People, he says, take their life jackets, use them for pillows, according to some of the homeless people. They take fire extinguishers, CO2, but this is obviously something that is brandy new and unique. They reported the nuisance to police, and they are still looking to try and find the culprit. Not necessarily gotten himself. He's faced basically charges, including burglary of a vessel, which I guess is a big deal down there in Florida.
Hey, you got to love those sunshine laws. That's what makes this possible is the law. You find out so much more. Never a dull moment in the Sunshine State.
I love the fact that Florida is kind of the gift that keeps on giving with all these weird stories. If we had a percentage of the stories of the non-sports variety, the ones that again make you smile and smirk, it usually is about 75%. Usually Florida or Ohio.
If they're the gift that keeps on giving, that's like playing Secret Santa with the devil.
Right. Well, I never like to do ones that involve somebody getting injured or killed. Because we go across this. There's a website that we go to that kind of gives us a lot of these and different various prep services. And people are always, where do you get that story? Where do you get the story? It's like, we have secrets. I'm not going to tell you how to make the recipe here,
yeah, because then you wouldn't need to come to us to get
exactly
the stories.
But the thing is, a couple of these stories, and literally one of these sites has literally a Florida denotation of, like, anytime there's a Florida story that has a big Florida thing icon next to it that basically denotes, oh, this happened in Florida, and it usually is something. I was like, okay, yeah, that probably did happen in Florida. Again, we are at Bon Secours Wellness Arena here at the home of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. We're going to talk to the man in charge here of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Steve Donner. He will join us on the other side of the break in the top of the hour as we get ready for home opener evening here at the Well, Swamp Rabbits and Icemen. A first home game in the brand-new affiliation with Carolina and Florida. Of course, we're joined by those guys next. Willie P. and Diesel continuing on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.